Welcome. You are listening to a recording provided by Voice Republic at http://voicerepublic.com.
You're listening to Back to Us Radio on the Back to Us Network.
Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audiblepodcast.com/backtous. That is audiblepodcast.com/BACK2US.
Hello, and welcome to Velvet Lips on Air on the Back to Us Radio Network. I'm your host, Marla Renee Stewart, a.k.a. the Sex Architect, owner and sexuality educator of Velvet Lips, which is a sexuality education company here in Atlanta, Georgia. And I'm bringing a fresh and new perspective to contribute to your sexuality knowledge. Ultimately, I'm here to help you educate, you know, while you explore and examine several aspects of your sexuality and lifestyle. And overall, this program is designed to guide you towards being intentional in your thoughts and actions, especially with regards to your sex life, your sexuality, and your sexual expectations. This show is about basically a reflection on the past shows that I've had, sort of the events that I have coming up, and where we are taking Velvet Lips in the future. And I'm just really excited just to share with you just some of the things that I have had going on. So this month we are taking a break with the guest appearance, but next month we will be back on track with talking about sex and disability with Robin and Bethany. And Robin is the owner of Sex Abled, and she's going to talk to you about all sorts of things that you can do if you have a certain disability or what you can do as far as sexually. And so I'm really excited to have her and Bethany come and speak about that. So the first show I had was with Celeste and Danielle, and they are the creators of the Somatica Method. And we had a show about basically 15 things that men can do to be better lovers. The show was absolutely fantastic. Our hangout on air was really great. I got to share with Danielle just some of the things that some of our people were saying, the questions that had come in. And I'm super, super excited because our ebook will be out on November 5th. That is our release date for the 15 Things Men Can Do to Be Better Lovers by the three of us. So that is super, super exciting to have our first collaborating ebook together. And really look forward to that. Make sure you get a chance to download it when it's available on Kindle. And like I said, that will be released on November 5th. The second show was with the Sexual Liberation Collective. I had Rowan, Maisha, Alba, and Dr. Robin on to discuss how to free your sexual self and really how you are able to use your sexuality with your various identities and sort of how to navigate your various identities within your sexuality. And I think that was really, it was a really great, we got a lot of great nuggets out of that. And so that ebook will also be coming out soon. And that has a November 26th release date. So definitely look for it. And if you haven't signed up for the newsletter, please go to my website, velvetlipsllc.com, and sign up for the email list to make sure you can get the book. In addition, I've had some amazing things happen over these past couple of months. I collaborated with Live in Love, which is a healthy lifestyle company. Valerie Payne is the one who owns that company. And we had a screening of Addicted, the movie from Zane's novel, adapted from Zane's novel. And it was amazing. So we sold 60 tickets. We had Dr. Kathy, who is a celebrity sex doctor, on and talk about sex addiction, as well as Dr. Ayanna Abrams, who wrote her dissertation on Zane's novels. And so we really talked about addiction, you know, what is sex addiction, and how it really can affect people, how it affects people's lifestyles. And really, I also wanted to bring up the broader point of thinking about sort of, you know, Black women already being sort of hypersexualized, and what does it mean to, you know, come out with this movie about this woman who's super hypersexual and you know, being a sex addict, and sort of what does that mean for sort of a broader reference. And so that was really, really great, great conversation. We had some nice cocktails in the VIP area over at Atlantic Station here, in Atlanta. And, I was amazed about all of the people who came and contributed. I was really particularly interested because I had gotten an email from a guy who said that sex addiction doesn't exist, but, I definitely had to refute that one. I think what he was particularly battling with was shame and guilt around his sites of pleasure. So I think it's very, very important to sort of distinguish, you know, what addiction is versus, you know, shame and guilt over what you might be feeling because you feel something is, you know, pleasurable. So I had that, and then I also had workshops at the FTM Fitness Conference that took place October 2nd through the 4th, and it was at Georgia State University, and I was a part of this conference, helped coordinate it, as well as I did a couple of workshops. I did the Be the Best Ever workshop, along with the Art of Dirty Talk workshop. Of course, the Art of Dirty Talk workshop was the most popular workshop. But both of the workshops went very, very well. I will have the pictures up on the Facebook page soon and up on the website, so you can take a look at all the folks who participated in the Art of Dirty Talk. And it would have been nice to have been recorded, but it's okay. I made people, you know, say their sentences and give me their best dirty talk phrases. And we worked on, you know, tone, inflection, and all the great, great stuff that makes dirty talk awesome. So that was really a successful conference. There are a lot of people in attendance, and I know they're getting ready to plan it for next year. So if you want to take a look at what that conference is all about, you can just go to www.ftmfitnessconference.com to check that out. In addition, you know, I also have my sex scholars group. We're meeting tomorrow, actually, for our third Monday meet and greet. We have a potluck style meeting every third Monday, and it's so much fun. We talk about all sorts of stuff. And the last one we had, we talked about our best sex stories, best, worst, or, you know, exciting sex stories. And this meet and greet, we're going to be talking about love, sort of love in all forms. You know, with the addition of all these, you know, new conferences and people really just, you know, coming to me and expressing how they just want this sort of, you know, desire for love and for wanting to date and be involved and, you know, learn about intimacy and they really, you know, want to, they really want to get, they really want to just get people, you know, involved in their space and get comfortable. And so I think that's really, really important. So, you know, love can come in just a variety of forms. And so I'm interested to hear what everybody has to say tomorrow about what love is, what they think love is, how they, you know, can express love, desire love, what it looks like to them. And I think that's all part of really developing, you know, your sexual relationship identity with yourself. I mean, what does love look like to you? You know, what are, does it mean? Is it core values? Is it chemistry? Is it lust? Is it, you know, is it loyalty? I mean, maybe it's all those things. But I think really thinking about love, thinking about what it means to you, I think is very important. And I think you should always be able to define what that love is and what that looks like for you. You know, and I'm a huge fan of having, you know, unconditional love. You know, so many people may have hurt me in my life, but, you know, it's, you know, forgiving is one thing that is always necessary. And, you know, and always relating it back to my basketball team, is, you know, it's like, you know, when you're the point guard, you know everyone's skills, right? On the court, you have to. And, you know, it's like that with your friends and family and the people you love. You know, you got to know what their best assets are and you got to know what their faults are. So, you know, knowing those things and having those things as a reference, I think is really important when you are deciding, you know, who you should love and how you should love them. So, yeah, looking forward to the conversation tomorrow. So I'm thinking about a couple of events. And the next event, I think I've been asking, people have been asking me for a singles mixer. So I was thinking, how could I do this? So I was thinking about maybe doing a non-discriminate singles mixer and just sort of having fun with, various people just coming in and getting to know other people, talking to people, maybe doing a little speed dating thing. That is one thing I am, that's working on the books right now, as well as some new workshops. And, in January, I'm going to have an Argentinian wine tasting, and that is going to be super, super exciting. 'Cause everybody loves a wine tasting. So I'm going to be doing some wine tasting and having some fun and talking about sex and sexuality, and it'll be great. And I'll be working hopefully with Les Mystery Box on that one. So really looking forward to the wine tasting. I haven't done a wine tasting in quite a long time. So I think, you know, it's definitely in the works. And in January, it's going to be nice and cool. So it's nice to get your body warm up with wine. So it'd be very, very perfect. In addition, I also have virtual classes that are going to be coming soon. I'm not really sure whether to put them on sort of a webinar yet or if we're going to do Google Hangout. But I want to start expanding my reach because... you know, so many people have been contacting me. They're like, I'm in Chicago. How can I take a class? Or I want to know, I want to do this class, but you know, you're in Atlanta. And although I love, love, love doing my workshops in person, I think it would really be beneficial to have the people have the knowledge from all around the world and all around this country to, gain some insight on what I've learned over these past few years. And, you know, it's only in my best interest to pass on that knowledge. So I'm very much looking forward to it. I'm putting that all together. And I'm not sure for those who know or don't know, I'm, you know, in my last year of my PhD. So I'm, you know, I'm also doing that. So it's been a lot of hard work, but you know, I'm really happy and excited that, you know, there's just all these wonderful, wonderful things that are, in the works and are coming my way. So I remain hopeful and ecstatic and loved. So, yeah, can't wait for those who want to do the virtual class. And in addition, I've also released some new podcasts. I'm going to be having, I released the first edition, first episode of Sex with Strangers. Everywhere I go, you know, people are always giving me their sex stories as soon as they find out what I do. And sometimes even when they don't find out what I do, apparently I just read, talk to me about sex. So it's awesome in a sense because I get to hear about all sorts of things. And I was really excited because I was like, oh, I can just start recording people, right? Recording everyday people. So that's what I started to do. Just carry around my recorder and talk to everyday people and tell and have them tell me about their, you know, best sex stories. You know, if they have one, if not, that's perfectly okay too. I mean, we can all, you know, live vicariously through other people's sex stories. And I'm always, you know, I always love to hear about them and I always ask questions. And so it's really, really exciting for me to hear, you know, other people's stories. I mean, I've had some crazy stories of my own, but you know, there's nothing like having someone else share their own story and, you know, relive those details with them all over again. So yeah, so there's Sex with Strangers. I will have a Sex Genius podcast up soon. My first one is with Dr. Carol Queen, who is an amazing, amazing speaker, amazing woman, just amazing person to be around. I mean, the Center for Sex and Culture that I was at, her place, her and her partner's place, it was, you know, full of books. So I was in just heaven. And she, you know, is it's like a library where you could check the books out and where you can buy the books. And she has space where people can hold workshops and charge whatever they want. And it's completely volunteer run. And I think it's really quite an amazing, amazing space. So Dr. Carol Queen, I will have that podcast. And it's a short podcast, you know, about 20 minutes long. So you will get to hear what she has to say about sex and sexuality. I didn't want to make it too long, but I'm really looking forward to getting that out to you all. In addition, if you haven't checked out my blog on the Build Your Sex Arsenal blog, please, please do. And if you like the blog, you can go to kinkly.com and vote for it. I hope you can vote for my blog. I put time into trying to get you some really good, healthy sexuality information and putting some tools in your toolkit so you can always keep them with you. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, to always have those in the back of your mind. So that is what's going on also. I also have the, I'm so excited again because Tia and I are working on, and a few other folks are working on the Sex Down South Conference, which will take place here in Atlanta. Oh, it's so, so, so exciting. I know I'm probably wearing out the word exciting, but it's truly exciting and amazing and awesome. So we are putting together the Sex Down South Conference. It's going to be in October 15th through the 17th here in Atlanta. We are working on trying to get a venue now. We've got a whole lot of fundraisers planned, details. We are planning on crowdfunding the conference, hopefully for a little bit. Maybe the rest will be, you know, donation sponsors, things like that. So please, if you can go to the website, sexdownsouth.com, or on the Facebook page, check it out. Please take the survey. Tell us what you want to see at the conference, and we are trying to make it happen. That's why we're starting so early. So We want this just to be the best conference ever. And in addition to the conference, we're also having an event So we also want to have like main stage performers, you know, some pole dancers and, you know, just some, you know, beautiful artistry and, you know, get everything from, you know, religious talkers to porn stars. We want to have something for everyone there. And that is our ultimate goal, is just to sort of bring all sorts of people together in a diverse environment to truly, you know, healthy sexuality is a core part of our being. And that's why we're doing this conference, because we want to bring something new and exciting, and we want to bring it to the South. You know, there's sex education conferences everywhere. There's all sorts of different sort of stuff, but you know, you just don't see the diversity, as you are going to see, in our conference. And that's what we are looking for. We're hoping for, just a place of, you know, love, happiness, and peace, and all the hippie stuff that, you know, makes everything wonderful. So please, please go to sexdownsouth.com, take the survey, like our Facebook page, and tell us what you want to see. You know, tell us what you want to see in the conference. We're still in our beginning stages. If you are thinking about like, hey, I want to be a part of this process and you live here in Atlanta, or even if you don't live here in Atlanta, that's perfectly okay too. You can send me an email at Marla, M-A-R-L-A, at sexdownsouth.com. And that's sexdownsouth.com. So yeah, Marla at sexdownsouth.com. And you can send me an email and let me know that you want to be a part of the conference planning committee. We're going to have some fundraisers like sort of an erotic bingo, some speed dating stuff, some general parties. I know Tia likes makeout parties, so I'm sure that will probably be one of the fundraisers. And so it's another exciting thing that's happening, you know, for us here at Velvet Lips. And I think that is pretty much it. So that's sort of the update. So the reflections of what's been happening over the past few months. And, you know, thank you for joining us. And for the second part of this talk, I really wanted to focus on communication. Communication is just so, so important, and I don't think a lot of people realize how important it really is. And for everything that I do, you know, I really base it on what I call the seduction learning approach, which is basically your, you know, academic learning techniques, sort of correlated with seduction or somatic sex techniques. Now, so say like you are a, you know, you're a visual learner. And some people, it's so funny because, you know, at the workshop, you know, I did at the FTM Fitness Conference, there was a person there and he was like, I am a kinesthetic learner. And then I was like, no, you're an audio learner. And the only reason why I knew that is because he talked so much, right? And generally, you know, audio people, they talk a lot. They talk a lot about themselves. They talk a lot about everything. It's like you ask them a question. Even if you were to ask them a yes or no question, they would have much, much more to say than yes or no. So I tend to make it a point that you should know what your person, you know, your target, whoever you are wanting to seduce, and seduce meaning sort of influence in a greater way, not in a manipulative way, so in a positive, influential way. But someone that you want to, you know, seduce in your life. I mean, I'm all about seduction and you know, influencing people all around you and providing, you know, a service that really not only serves you, but serves everybody else. And that's exactly what the seduction learning approach is. It's basically, you know, you find out if you are a visual learner, And I can put you through a quiz, or you can go on my website and take the quiz. And basically you find out, you know, if you're a visual learner, if you're an audio learner, if you're a kinesthetic learner, and you say, oh, hey, I learned this way, so I can get seduced by this, right? So if I'm a visual person, then I may be more titillated at a striptease or, or visual or having eye contact with someone, you know. So having eye contact with another person is something that I'm really, it's something that's really important to me because I'm a visual learner. Okay. And like, if it's kinesthetic, tactile, it means that I like to touch things, right? It's like you see somebody in a store, and if they're touching everything, or they're in the clothing and they have their hands on everything, then most likely they're a kinesthetic person. They're a tactile person. So a way to talk to them is just to, you know, maybe put your hand on their shoulder just so they'll listen to you, because maybe yelling across the way, you know, isn't going to happen. It's not going to work. So I think it's very important to really know, you know, what your academic learning style is, and then sort of modify that into your seduction learning style, so you can figure out how you can approach people and how it's beneficial to you to understand people better. And I think the combination of the seduction learning approach with, you know, the five love languages, and if you haven't heard of that, if you could just look it up, five love languages. It is, you know, if it's acts of service or quality time or, you know, physical intimacy, whatever it is, you can use the seduction learning approach along with those five love languages to see what you need to do, especially within relationships. Right. So I have couples that come to me like, they just don't understand me or blah, 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 blah. And it's just like, okay, well, that might be because you're not catering, number one, maybe to their love language as well as how they learn. You know, if you're trying to shout to them from across the way, most likely they're not going to, you know, hear you if they're a tactile person, because they need to be touched. They're not paying attention to that audio sound. So I think that's why it's very important to have, especially for a business, to have all sorts of things. So not only things that you can listen to, such as, you know, the podcast, but really things you can read, such as the blogs, things you can see, such as, you know, your YouTube videos or, you know, whatever the case is. I think it's important to really appeal to all those types of learners in your life, because it's really sort of advantageous that way. And I think that part of communication is definitely necessary. It's interesting. I had a client come in. It was a couple, and the husband was really impatient, and I thought, huh, and he just would not want to listen to what his wife had to say, and I'm like, this is going to be really difficult, especially for someone who is impatient and doesn't really want to listen to what his wife is telling him. It's going to be really detrimental to their relationship. And I really wanted to be like, hey, let's talk about these, you know, learning styles. What can we learn from this? Because this is going to be, you guys are going to go through life and you guys are going to be getting along with each other, because you guys don't know each other's learning styles, you know. In every relationship, yes, you have to put in work, but yes, it should come easy. It should come easier with practice. And I think that's the thing first and foremost that people just don't want to do is practice those good strategies that help people. You know, like if you're, you know, in therapy and someone says, you know, I need you guys to do this type of dialogue. You know, if you don't practice it, it's going to be very, very difficult for you to engage in it in everyday life. And it's going to be harder for you to understand people. And I feel like I've just been sort of blessed with a gift that I'm able to understand people better, you know what type of learner somebody is pretty instantly, and cater to them in that way, you know, using their words to sort of to get along with them, to communicate better with them. So I'm all about communication, sexual communication. If you have any questions or, you know, anything, you can feel free to email me at marla@velvetlipsllc.com. If you have any questions for me, you can always use the hashtag VL on air. And that is a, and that's a hashtag I'll use to sort of, if there's anything that you need, want, desire, hey, and you want the radio or you want a special guest on the radio, please let me know. And I will definitely do my best to make that happen. Well, I will make it happen. Let's say that. Again, thank you so much for following Velvet Lips on Air. I appreciate all of your viewership. It's just been amazing to see the growth of this radio station. And I'm just super excited to keep going. So just to recap for you all, we have some books coming out soon. We have the next show, which is on sex and disability in November. I'm hoping to maybe get Buck Angel in December. So, you know, keep your fingers crossed for me. You can always book workshops or individual sessions on the website. I have the singles mixers and the wine tasting coming up soon. And if you're in Atlanta, please join the Sex Scholars group so I can get to know you better. We can get to talk on sort of a more friendship, intimate level, more homely, casual level. And for all those who are national and international, virtual classes are coming soon. So I'm super excited. I'm forming those right now. And again, Sex Down South Conference, go to sexdownsouth.com to take the survey and tell us what you want. But other than that, I can conclude this show. I just want you to make a point to see what kind of learners you have in your life and to try to just connect to people in the best way that you know how. To always listen, to always make eye contact, and to always have a smile on your face. So, cheers to your sexual success. This is Velvet Lips bringing sexy back to sex education.
You have been listening to a recording provided by Voice Republic at http://voicerepublic.com.